Track three, and we come to our headline stories. From the Mid-Devon, CQC demands rapid hospital improvements. Rapid improvements need to be made to secure inpatient wards at a Dawlish mental health care centre, inspectors have ruled. Inspectors from the Care Quality Commission made unannounced visits to Langdon Hospital following concerns about patient safety and the unit's leadership. The CQC has since taken action to protect people on the wards by issuing a warning notice for Devon Partnership Trust, which runs the hospital, to make rapid and widespread improvements to ensure safe care and treatment and good management of the service. Catherine Campbell, CQC's Deputy Director of Operations in Devon, said, "We have told the Trust where it needs to make rapid improvements and we will continue to monitor closely to ensure people stay safe while this happens." Hazel Powell, Chief Nursing Officer and Allied Professions Lead at Devon Partnership NHS Trust, said in response, "We have put an intensive programme of improvement in place over the last 5 months to address the issues raised by the CQC. This work has delivered a number of major changes to improve the safety and effectiveness of the care we provide. These include a review of the seclusion and extra care area to make it a more appropriate and dignified place, and work to address the risks posed by issues such as blind spots and potential ligature sites on the wards. Our staff work incredibly hard, often in very challenging circumstances, and we are pleased some positive aspects of their work have been acknowledged by the CQC. Inspectors identified 5 areas of concern during their visit in April and May. They found breaches of regulations relating to safe care and treatment, person-centred care, dignity and respect, staffing and managing. Following the inspections, the CQC rated the forensic inpatient or secure wards as requires improvement. Devon Partnership Trust was told to submit a plan showing what immediate action it was taking in response. The warning notice was issued to focus the Trust's attention on making rapid and widespread improvements to ensure safe care and treatment and good management. Since the initial inspection, the CQC has again rated how safe, effective and well-led forensic inpatient and secure wards are, and still as requires improvement. Ms. Campbell said, "When we inspected these wards, we found inconsistent care planning and risk management affecting the quality of people's daily lives and recovery. Staff were committed to providing good care, but were hindered by gaps in training, unclear guidance, and limited access to resources. As a result, care plans were often outdated, not tailored to individuals, and didn't reflect goals or preferences."
Tinkle, tinkle, little star, how they've wondered where you were. Tynmouth residents and visitors will have the use of new toilet facilities on the Den by Christmas after the new public conveniences were delivered last week. The long-awaited new toilet block was craned into position on the site of the former aquarium on Tuesday, November the 18th, and work is now underway to fit out the facilities before they open next month. Visitors to the Den have had to use temporary toilets for the past 3 years after the previous block was incorporated into the former Beachcomber restaurant, now called Venus. Tynmouth Town Council said the modules for toilet blocks elsewhere in the town will be delivered before Christmas and will be up and running in early January. These sites will be located in the East Cliff, Lower Point and Key Road car parks. Tynmouth Town Council will also be refurbishing the toilets on Lower Brook Street. All the new toilets will operate on a pay-to-pee basis, understood to be 40 pence to cover ongoing maintenance costs. The pre-built toilet blocks include environmentally friendly and efficient features such as solar panels and systems to collect rainwater for flushing. On Lower Brook Street, the refurbishment includes a changing places facility designed for people with multiple or complex disabilities. The toilets project in Tynmouth has been plagued by delays, including issues with planning and wrangling over leases. Last month, the Town Council reported that the company responsible for installing the new public conveniences had been fined for failing to deliver the project on time. Unlike many other towns and villages within Teignbridge, the toilets in Tynmouth are run by the Town Council rather than the District Council. However, around two-thirds of the district's public conveniences are at risk of closure or being sold off after April 2027 unless they are taken on by town and parish councils as Teignbridge looks to cut costs. Tynmouth Town Council took over the running of the public toilets in Tynmouth from Teignbridge District Council in 2014.
Year bird ban at Avery. It will be at least 12 months before any new birds can be introduced to the Dawlish Avery. Following the mass cull of between 40 and 50 wildlife due to an outbreak of avian flu, it has been confirmed that DEFRA will not allow any new birds into the town's aviary for a year. But a fundraiser has almost reached its £2,000 target towards supporting the council to carry out a deep clean of the aviary and eventually introduce some new birds when it's safe to do so. Organiser Alfie Binion said, "Thank you so much for nearly reaching the target so early. We plan on meeting with the council in the next few weeks to discuss what the steps are. We are now aware that DEFRA will not allow new wildfowl to be introduced for 12 months, but our hope is to put the money towards new swans. But we've also been made aware that part of the aviary has still not been covered. Residents have been heartbroken at the loss of the bird life, which is also a popular attraction for visitors. Six black swans died in a previous outbreak after contracting the disease in November 2020 during the pandemic, when one adult and five cygnets died from the virus. The culled birds, which included tufted ducks, mandarins and shell ducks, as well as varieties of geese, had to be humanely culled after Dawlish Town Council was notified last week by the Animal and Plant Agency that several birds in the aviary had tested positive for the highly pathogenic disease. At least five birds in the aviary had already died, as had several of the famous black swans, before the tests confirmed it was avian flu. However, birds which are out on Dawlish water, including the two new cygnets, were not included in the cull and will continue to be closely monitored in accordance with the guidance from the Animal and Plant Health Agency. A town council spokesperson explained the cull was in strict accordance with current legislation and animal health guidance. He added, "This difficult but necessary decision is taken to protect both animal and public health and welfare and to reduce the risk of further transmission of the disease within the community."